Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is 12,148 Edward and Christine Sochurek. Sochurek, thank you. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback for a proposed structure under sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north end of Central Park Circle between Central Park Circle and Falling Point Road. The 911 address is 35655 Central Park Circle, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 342. We received one letter of support from the management company, zero letters in opposition, and no mail returns. The letter of support that we received, let's see. Was directed to Jan?
That's my first name.
Okay.
Edward's my middle name.
Okay, thank you.
Christine is my last name.
So the email serves as the ARC's ARC approval of the building on their home on lot 9 at the Cove of Sandy Landing as submitted on August 2nd, 2017, and the answers to the ARC questions on August 29th, 2017. Plans for landscaping as submitted on September 19th, 2017 were also approved, and it was signed by Kathy Walsh, management for the Cove at Sandy Landing. Staff would note that specifically the applicant is seeking a variance from the front yard setback along Falling Point Road. The setback there is 40 feet, and the applicant is requesting a variance of 19.8 feet for a proposed garage. Staff notes that this is a through lot and that the building permit was issued with correct setbacks and the garage placement. I also note that the garage placement does meet the 20-foot requirement if this was not a through lot. So I just want to make that note.
Okay, thank you.
That is all I have.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jan Edward Sochurek, 2918 Center Drive,
Elliott City, Maryland. Can you wait right here? I'm going to swear in this other gentleman here. You can step up, sir. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Bob Brooks, 24214 Zora Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And when you go up to the podium, just state your name again for the record.
Jan, good evening. Sochurek.
Bob Brooks.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and explain to the board your request.
Okay, what we're requesting is a variance for the rear setback as we had seen it on this property. Just to clarify, in the statement that was made earlier that you called Falling Point the front setback to the home, that is not the front setback to this home, that's the rear setback. Front setback to this home is, what's the address?
Central. 35655.
Well, Mr. Brooks, I think the reason here is we have what's called a through lot.
Uh-huh.
So because there is frontage on the road on both sides of the lot,
uh-huh,
the front yard setback is required to be met on both sides.
I see.
So one of the things I'm sure I was interested in, I suspect the board was as well, is, you know, orientation of the house and which way is considered the front, is there vehicular access to one road versus the other?
Right.
So that may be, just to make sure clear on the record, it isn't a rear setback here.
Okay.
It's a front yard for that reason.
Very good, yeah.
But they're different on this.
Well, because of the type of the road, the one road is probably a numbered road and the other is not. So the front yard setback differs with the type of road it is. So that's probably why I think Falling Point is 40 feet and Central Park Circle is only 30.
So the front yard is Falling Point Road.
I think that was going to be something I wanted to ask Mr. Brooks.
Go ahead.
Maybe I can clarify a little better
if you would speak
a little bit. What we had done is we had set the house according to the HOA, the ARC approval. Which basically, I'm reading their setbacks right here right now, says no building or improvement of any kind, including accessory buildings, shall be erected on any lot nearest than 40 feet to the front lot line. In this case, it's on, Central Park Circle. Each side yard setback line of any lot shall be 15 feet from the respective sidelines of such lot. And then it says down here, no main building or accessory building shall be erected on any lot nearer than 20 feet to the rear line.
Is that your deed restrictions?
That's in our deed restriction.
Okay. and that doesn't apply here.
Well, it's this also was sent through engineer, Citadel engineer, who designed this and laid it on the property with absolutely, you know, no red flags, as well as Miller and Lewis, who staked it out in accordance with.
Is Miller and Lewis here with you tonight?
No, I have his stamped, you know, approval here for where we set this. But, you know, Don Miller said that he would be happy to, you know, speak on my behalf if it needed be at a later time. But I've used him for many, many, many years. We've never, ever had an issue like this. So I'm a little surprised, to be quite frank with you.
So the house hasn't been built yet?
Yes.
Pardon?
And the garage.
This says proposed on here.
Right. Understand, I mean, another, you know, thing that is a builder here, and I've been a builder here for a lot of years, is, I mean, we had a footer inspection also. I mean, with all of these people involved, I mean, somebody, I believe, along the road, we should have caught this. I don't understand how we got the whole building built.
The building code department does not check setbacks.
Well, but on the permit, it does say 30 in the rear.
Yeah.
So why didn't you build it 30 feet from the rear? If you thought that was the rear.
Because we went by what was in here, we didn't see that. I don't have a paper that showed that.
You signed the building permit.
I may have, but.
And on the building permit, it says that your front, which they on the permit says.
I've never been actually handed this copy. I don't have this copy at all. Never was.
But you signed one, though.
When you got the permit.
You paid $1,384.50 and didn't get a copy?
It's possible I did sign this while I was at the desk. I'm not saying that it didn't. What I'm saying is that I didn't walk away with a copy of this. Mm. Otherwise, I mean, obviously, we would have followed it.
Okay.
So can I ask a question? Are you saying that this Falling Point Road could be the front of my property?
What we're saying is that regardless of what you consider the front, because it's a through property, in other words, one side's a development, the other side's a county road or other, that has actually has two fronts. Now, there was a mistake on your permit where it should have said 40 foot on both because that's the county's ruling, but they did say 30 feet on the backside, and we're wondering why you built 20.
So even if my address is Central Park Circle right here, you mm-hmm. could still consider this a frontage.
It has to have a front setback of 40 feet because it's considered a through lot.
And if I may, Mr. Mills, just to correct something, the building permit says 40 feet from Falling Point and 30 feet from Parkview Circle. Those are correct. The Parkview Circle is the subdivision street, so it has the lesser setback for the front yard.
All right.
And what happens is the county roads, which are considered larger roads, there is a greater setback than internal subdivision roads, which is what Parkview Circle would be.
So it clearly states on your permit what your setback requirements are.
And the county rules supersede your development rules.
In this event here, if you look at the particular design of the lot,
is that what we got right here?
Well, that's another question that we have.
We have to keep it. Is this a copy for us to keep?
Sure, you can make a copy of it. I have all the copies of it, but you'll see that even 10 feet where the septic design goes to on this lot, I mean, it would have restricted the entire lot with these setbacks.
Well, that would be fine if you had come before you built it, but you didn't know.
Honestly, had I known it, I mean, I've been doing this for years with the county here, never had a problem before, I would have addressed it like I address everything. I mean, I just would have. But even so, it really, you can clearly see, I mean, with what I've got there, there's just no room to move it. And that's a very large septic system that's on his property.
Miller and Lewis should have known
He's been working for me for probably 30-some years, and he's always red flagged something to me. He was very, very upset when he found out, and I don't know which one of the ladies here got the phone call from him, but he called immediately and was like, no, that can't be. That just can't be, because it was something that was just so off the wall. And likewise to me, from reading my, you know, because we go by these as well, too. And quite frankly, as a builder in this county, I've been told that the HOA supersedes, you know, with offsets. Like Overbrook Shores, I built several homes in Overbrook Shores, and their offsets are 50 feet from the road.
Here's the thing. If county setback requirements are what this board enforces, we don't enforce deed restrictions. If a deed restriction is more restrictive than the county one, that community may be able to enforce something greater than what the county has. So if you have a community like the one you referenced that says has a 50-foot, then that's more restrictive than likely what the county has in that instance. Uh-huh. So it is going to be more restrictive.
Okay.
So that's the difference. One question I've got for you. I think we beat around the bush here. Is the house orientated towards this internal subdivision street?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that Falling Point Road is considered what you would consider the rear yard. Is that right? And do you have any vehicular access to that road?
No.
How far is it from the edge of paving to the rear property line to the edge of that road? The edge of paving of Falling Point Road,
uh-huh.
Your rear property line.
It's approximately 15 to 20 feet.
Extra from, okay. So you're 35 to 40 feet from Falling Point Road, where that building would be.
Yes,
okay.
Very much so.
All right, thank you.
I just like to make a quick comment, and this is more for your benefit. This particular lot actually technically has three front yards, because there's actually frontage on three roads. The through lot, as we were explaining, you have the 30 feet from internal subdivision street. There's 40 feet from Falling Point Road, but you also have Sandy Landing Road.
Yeah.
Now, it almost makes it a corner, mm-hmm. or it does make it essentially a corner, and that makes that side a front yard as well. Now, there's no encroachments into that 15-yard setback, which is similar to a side yard, but I just wanted to note that, because if you ever do decide to put a fence up around your property, that would be considered a front yard as well, and then it affects fence height. So this is somewhat of a unique property for that purpose, and I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Very good point. Thank you.
Did your surveyor lay the garage out before
yes.
you built it?
Yes. When every job that we do, they do.
Yeah. Okay. Any further questions?
If I may add, you know, when... I believe it was Mr. Wheatley called me and told me about the problem with the setback.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically said, do you want me to stop work? Should I stop work at this point? And I had it framed, is all it was. And he said, no, go ahead and continue finishing it. So please try and take into consideration the sensitive fact that I spent thousands to finish this from the point that it was brought to my attention, rather than leave it sit there and the wood, of course, rot and all the rain that we had and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I took the right action. Within the same day, I filed for this variance. So it wasn't like I dilly-dallied on this or anything of this nature. But at the same time, I specifically, and I believe it was Ms. Christine that I asked too, should I stop working? Or should I, at least this point, what should I do? And the conversation went back and forth just to fill out this and which is what I did, the variance. So, you know, I took the right steps as quickly as I possibly could here. There was no vicious intent or anything to sweep this under the carpet in any way.
Thank you.
Small Point Road, is that a blacktop road behind there?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Does it get used?
Yes.
It does. Okay. No other questions?
Any further questions?
I guess perhaps just one, if I may.
Sure.
As for the owner, I presume you relied on your builder and surveyor to set this up for you the correct way?
Yes, I did. I had no indication that you consider a lot such as this as three frontages, nor did I have any indication that it was a through lot until your description of it tonight. So I was purely bought the lot based on the size, the shape, its location, having the address of 35655. The frontage is facing that road, Central Park Circle.
No issues with visibility on those roads because of where this is located?
No.
Okay, do you have trees or fences or anything between
There's
that?
There's trees along Sandy Landing, as you can see in this visual here.
Small frontage.
The rest of it's clear.
Okay. No further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I might also add that you have to understand this homeowner bought this lot based on what the homeowners association is telling people.
Right.
This is not the only lot, so I want you to understand that.
This is a development of 23 lots.
So there's some conflict there, that there's going to be other misunderstandings possibly to the way this is written.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. Okay, excuse me, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
One more question.
Yes.
How will you be accessing the garage from which road?
Central Park Circle.
Okay. So you'll be going around the house and to the garage?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think that obviously the property is unique, not just in size and shape, but the fact that it has a development road and two public roads fronting its lot lines. So because of that, and the fact that the septic is... takes up a lot of that 115-foot space in front, I think that constitutes a uniqueness and makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Had the owner been the applicant, then we could say that it was not created by the applicant, as opposed to the applicant being the builder who did. Was a part of the problem, but not completely, because he was also misinformed by the county by the permit, stating that it had a 30-foot setback and not a 40. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion to approve case number 12,148.
Okay.
I would also, if you would so agree, to send a letter to the surveyor and the HOA informing them of
the mistake.
The mistake.
Sure. That's part of my motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second then to that motion?
I second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,148 and stipulation be that a letter be sent to the builder and
the HOA.
HOA. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Burton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,148 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay.